The following is a lecture entitled Be Kind to Animals, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 4th, 2012 at Govinda's Restaurant in Mendoza, Argentina.
Vandeham Sri Guru Shri Jata Barakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatan Vita Tam Sajiva Sadvaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, 5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna left this planet.
El señor Krishna abandonó el planeta.
And the Kali Yuga began.
Y la era de Kali comenzó.
The Kali Yuga was an age, or is an age, of great difficulty.
Y Kali Yuga es una era de grandes dificultades.
An age of great cruelty.
De gran crueldad.
So, the people of India,
entonces, la gente
they were killing the cows and eating the cows.
Ahora están, matando vacas y comiendo vacas.
And they were using the Vedic scriptures as an excuse.
Incluso están usando las escrituras védicas como excusa.
Because in the former times, the Brahmins would chant very expertly the mantras.
En eras anteriores, los brahmanas o sacerdotes cantaban muy expertamente los mantras.
They could take an old cow and put her into the sacrificial fire and bring her out as a new calf.
Ellos podían llevar una vaca ya vieja a través del fuego del sacrificio y la transformaban en un becerrito nuevo.
So, from an external viewpoint, it looks like the Brahmins were killing cows.
Desde un punto de vista externo, podría parecer que los Brahmanas estaban matando vacas.
But actually, they were not killing cows.
Pero no era lo que estaban haciendo, matando vacas.
They were rejuvenating the cows.
Estaban rejuveneciendo la vaca.
So, after Krishna departed, the people of India,
entonces, después de que Krishna partió, la gente
they
de India,
said, the Brahmins were killing cows, therefore we can kill the cows. No problem.
Ellos dicen, bueno, como los brahmanas mataban vacas, ¿por qué nosotros no podemos matar las vacas? No hay problema.
Just like the modern day Christians,
es como los cristianos de hoy en día,
the Bible says thou shalt not kill, but they are killing so many animals every day and eating them.
En las escrituras cristianas se dice no matarás. Pero ellos encuentran tantas maneras de matar tantos animales y de comerlos.
So at the time of Lord Buddha's time in India, the same thing was going on. They were killing cows in the name of the scriptures.
Esto era lo que ocurría en los tiempos del señor Buda. Se estaban matando animales, se estaban matando vacas en nombre de las escrituras védicas.
So Lord Krishna, being very kind upon the animals,
entonces el señor Krishna es muy amable, muy amoroso hacia los animales,
appeared as Lord Buddha.
Entonces apareciendo como el señor Buddha.
And he said the Vedas are false.
Y él dijo, los Vedas son falsos.
Don't follow Vedas.
No sigan los Vedas.
But if you kill, then you will be killed.
Si tú matas, serás matado.
Karma.
Karma.
Therefore, do not kill the cows.
No mates las vacas.
Practice ahimsa or non-violence.
Practica ahimsa, o sea, no violencia.
So, in this way, Lord Krishna, as Lord Buddha, stopped the cow killing.
Entonces, en esta manera, el señor Krishna, como el señor Buddha.
In other words, the cow killing is so sinful thing.
La matanza de vacas es algo tan pecaminoso.
Krishna was willing to deny the Vedas.
Que Krishna, al punto de que Krishna estuvo negando los mismos Vedas.
For the purpose of convincing the people to stop killing the cows.
Con el propósito de convencer a la gente para que dejara de matar a las vacas.
So how sinful it is.
Fíjese cuán pecaminoso es.
To kill the animals and eat.
Matar los animales y comerlos.
So what is the present situation of the modern civilization?
¿Cuál es la situación presente de la civilización moderna?
They're simply killing, killing, killing every day, eating the animals.
Es matar, matar y matar. Todos los días comemos animales.
The karma of all of this cow killing is you must be killed.
El karma es la reacción de esta matanza de animales es que tú tendrás que morir.
They're sending thousands and millions of cows to the slaughterhouse.
Ellos están enviando cientos y millones de vacas a los mataderos.
So now the human beings, they must also be slaughtered.
Y ahora los seres humanos son los que deben ir al matadero.
Just like in the attack on the World Trade Center, thousands of people were killed. On the attack on the World Trade Center in New York, 911.
Sí, en el World Trade Center donde ocurrió la matanza de tanta gente, tantos seres humanos.
So many people were killed, you see.
Tanta gente murió ahí.
So this is reaction for killing the animals.
Son reacciones por matar animales.
Papa also said, because they are sending their mother to the slaughterhouse, now they send their boys also going to the slaughterhouse in the Vietnam War.
Como están mandando tantos animales al matadero, si la Prabhupada decía, ahora tienen que mandar a sus propios hijos al matadero, la guerra de Vietnam.
So, it is a ghastly civilization.
Es una civilización terrible.
Such demoniac civilization.
Tan demoníaca.
They have no kindness.
No hay amabilidad.
Their own mother, they're cutting in the throat and killing their own mother.
Ellos matarían a su propia madre.
And eating her flesh.
Y se la comen.
The cow is our second mother.
Porque la vaca es nuestra segunda madre.
Just like your first mother, she gives you her best milk.
Tu primer madre es la que te da nacimiento.
And you stop taking the milk of your first mother, you take the milk of your second mother, the cow.
Y tú dejas de beber la leche que te da tu primer madre y sigues bebiendo la leche que te da tu segunda madre.
So, if you would not kill your first mother, would you?
Tú no matarías tu primer madre, ¿o sí?
So why are you killing your second mother?
¿Por qué matas a tu segunda madre?
This shows there how demoniac they are.
Eso muestra cuán demoníaco es.
They have no compassion.
No tienen compasión.
You see? So how can we expect happiness in such a world?
¿Cómo esperar felicidad de un mundo de tales características?
It's not possible to have happiness.
No es posible tener felicidad.
When these poor animals are being tortured every day, it is not possible to have peace on this planet.
Tantos pobres animales están siendo torturados día a día. ¿Cómo va a haber felicidad o paz en ese mundo?
So if you want peace and happiness, you must close these slaughterhouses.
Si ustedes quieren paz y felicidad, se deben cerrar los mataderos.
We don't require us to eat meat to be healthy.
No requerimos comer carne para ser saludables.
Actually, meat eating is not even a healthy thing. It is unhealthy.
Ni siquiera es saludable comer carne. Es no saludable.
Simply, they have this lust to taste the blood. That's all.
Es simplemente la lujuria, el deseo de probar sangre. Eso es todo.
But Prabhupada explains.
Como Prabhupada explica.
If they want to enjoy the blood of cow.
Ellos quieren disfrutar la sangre de la vaca.
They should take the milk.
Si quieren disfrutar sangre vacuna, tomen leche.
And all the nice milk products.
Todos los productos lácteos.
Yogurt.
El yogur.
Cheese.
El queso.
Cottage cheese. Ice cream.
Ricota, gracias.
Ice cream.
Helado.
So many nice milk products are there.
Tantos de lindos productos lácteos.
Prabhupada said the cow's milk is a transformation of her blood.
El lácteo, la leche vacuna.
You can get the ghee. You can take the ghee of the cow. You can fry the foods in the ghee. So tasty.
Hacer el ghee, la manteca clarificada, y en eso freír. Tan sabroso que es.
Full of all nutritional values.
Pleno de valores nutricionales.
So in this way they should use their intelligence.
Por eso deben usar su inteligencia.
We want to enjoy the blood of cow.
Nosotros queremos disfrutar de la sangre vacuna.
So why not do it in the proper way according to the scripture?
Háganlo de la manera adecuada, acorde con las escrituras.
This is called intelligence.
A eso se le llama inteligencia.
But because they have no proper guidance,
pero porque no tienen guía apropiada,
they have no proper leadership,
no tienen liderazgo apropiado,
they don't know what they're doing, they're complete idiots.
No saben ni lo que hacen, son completos tontos.
They're simply being dictated by their tongues, that's all.
Simplemente lo que les dicta la lengua, ahí van.
Whatever their tongue wants, their tongue gets.
Lo que su lengua quiere, su lengua obtiene. Así.
The karma they're going to get for killing these cows is so heavy.
El karma que ellos van a obtener por la matanza de estos animales es tan pesado.
For every hair on the cow's body, they will take birth as a cow and they will be slaughtered.
Por cada pelo que tiene el animal del que ellos comen, ellos van a tomar nacimiento como una vaca y van a tener que ser matados.
Just think of this place, this McDonald's hamburgers place. How sinful they are.
Imagínense este lugar como la gente de los McDonald's.
All over the world, killing.
Por todo el mundo, por el mundo entero, están matando.
And the politicians, they talk about peace.
Los políticos hablan de paz.
But peace is not possible.
Pero la paz no es posible.
As long as we continue to murder these innocent animals.
Mientras continuemos asesinando estos pobres animales.
So the politicians, they must understand this point.
Los políticos deben entender este punto.
They must put a stop to these slaughterhouses.
Deben poner un fin a este tema de los mataderos.
If they're not willing to do it, we should elect a new politicians who are willing to do it.
Si ellos no lo hacen, entonces nosotros queremos nuevos políticos que sí quieran hacerlo.
Because no matter how much they promise you peace and prosperity,
porque no importa cuánto te prometan de paz y de prosperidad,
no politician can give peace and prosperity.
Los políticos no podrán conseguir paz y prosperidad.
Unless he closes the slaughterhouse.
A menos que cierren los mataderos.
So this is our one of the missions of our Krishna consciousness movement.
Entonces esta es una de nuestras misiones de la conciencia de Krishna.
Is to convince everyone to take up vegetarian diet.
Es convencer a la gente para que se hagan vegetarianos, se conviertan en la dieta vegetariana.
Because as long as you eat violence,
porque mientras comas violencia,
you are violent.
Serás violento.
And you must get the reaction for being violent.
Y tendrás que sufrir la reacción de ser violento.
You may say, why you could say I am violent? I didn't kill the cow.
Ustedes pueden decir, bueno, ¿y por qué me dice usted que yo soy violento? Yo no maté.
I just took my dinero. I went to McDonald's. I gave them some dinero. They gave me a hamburger. What is the difficulty?
Yo solo agarré unos billetes y me fui al McDonald's y me compré una hamburguesa. Eso es todo.
But you have paid, because of your money, you're paying them to murder the cow.
Pero con tu dinero estás pagando la matanza de esa vaca que ellos mataron.
If somebody pays somebody to murder someone, the one who pays, he is also guilty of murder.
¿No sabes que cuando alguien paga para que otro muera, ese que paga es culpable de asesinato igual de?
So if you give your dinero to McDonald's to pay them to kill, you're paying someone to kill the cow.
Si tú estás dando el dinero a McDonald's, estás pagando a alguien para que mate.
Therefore, you are guilty of murder.
También tú sos culpable de asesinato.
And you must be killed.
Y debes ser matado.
Those who eat the meat, they must be killed.
Aquellos que comen carne tienen que ser matados.
Those who deliver the meat from the slaughterhouse, who drive the truck, they must also be killed.
Y también el que conduce el vehículo que las transporta.
The butcher must also be killed.
Y el carnicero, el que las...
Everybody who's involved with that meat, they must be killed.
Todos los que están involucrados en la operación,
because they are all part of that murder.
Todos son partes del asesinato.
Therefore, we want everyone to learn how to be kind to the animals.
Por eso queremos que todo el mundo aprenda a ser amoroso hacia los animales.
They say the animal has no soul.
Ellos dicen el animal no tiene alma.
Except for the family dog.
Excepto el perro de la mascota familiar.
Does that make any sense?
¿Tiene sentido eso?
I told my parents, I said,
yo le dije a mis papás,
you can't eat the animals because they have soul.
No se puede comer a los animales porque los animales tienen alma.
So their philosophy is that the animals don't have soul except for the family dog. He has a soul.
Y ellos dicen, no, los animales no tienen alma. Solo la mascota de nuestra casa tiene.
What is this nonsense? This is not philosophy.
Eso no es filosofía.
This is sentimentalism. Why don't you, Prabhu, you sit here. You get up and sit right here. Yeah. Now here's two chairs for you all right here. Come. Come
on.
No, there's two right here. All right, you can sit there. You can sit here. That's fine. Bueno. So, can you imagine their philosophy that all the animals, no animal has soul except for the family dog?
Imagínese esa filosofía. Ningún animal tiene alma excepto el perro de la familia.
Now the animals do have soul.
Por supuesto que los animales tienen alma.
How do we know the animal has soul?
¿Y cómo sabemos que la tienen?
Because the animal has consciousness.
Porque tiene conciencia el animal.
The animal has feelings.
El animal tiene sentimientos.
Just as you have feelings, the animal has feelings.
Vos tenés sentimientos, el animal tiene sentimientos.
The animal has personality also.
El animal tiene incluso personalidad.
Isn't it a fact?
Oh no.
Two dogs, they have different natures.
Uno tiene dos perros, los dos de distinta naturaleza.
Every animal also has personality.
Todos los animales tienen personalidad.
They are not as intelligent as human beings, that's a fact.
Yeah. No son tan inteligentes como los seres humanos, es un hecho.
But does that mean that we should kill them and eat them?
Y eso significa que... A little
child, she also doesn't have that much intelligence either as an adult.
Un niño chiquito tampoco tiene tanta inteligencia como un adulto.
So we should kill the children and eat them because they're less intelligent?
Deberíamos agarrar el niño y matarlo y comerlo porque total no tiene igual inteligencia que nosotros.
Or what about an adult who's mentally retarded?
O un adulto que es retardado.
He may act like an animal, a mentally retarded man.
Actúa incluso como algo animalmente, como un animal.
So we should take all the mentally retarded people and kill them and eat them?
Y debemos a todos los retardados deberíamos matarlos y comerlos.
See, this whole idea that the animals don't have souls is so crazy thing.
Esa idea de que el animal no tiene ánima, no tiene alma,
the soul is understood by the presence of consciousness.
El alma se entiende como la conciencia de ese ser.
Why is the soul valuable?
¿Por qué es valiosa el alma?
Because the soul is part and parcel of God.
Porque el alma es parte y porción de Dios.
Every single soul is very, very dear to God.
Toda alma es muy, muy querida por Dios.
According to the law of karma,
acorde con la ley del karma,
sometimes the soul has the body of a human, sometimes the body of an animal.
A veces el alma toma un cuerpo humano y a veces toma cuerpo animal.
That cow you were killing, he was a human being in his previous life.
esa vaca que tú estás matando fue un ser humano en la vida anterior.
In fact, he was a human being who ate cow in his previous life. You see.
De hecho, fue muy posiblemente un ser humano que comió vaca en su vida.
Because
anterior.
He was eating cow, now he has become a cow.
Y por haber comido vaca, se ha vuelto vaca.
That is his reaction for eating cow. He's become a cow.
Por haber matado una vaca.
So those who eat animals, they are forced by the law of karma to become animals.
Aquellos que comen animales son forzados por las leyes del karma de la naturaleza a volverse animales.
Then they are eaten by someone else, and then they become a human being, and they eat that animal that ate them, and this way they're going back and forth, back and forth.
Y se han comido por una persona que come animales, y entonces él se transforma, se forma como un círculo entre ellos.
It's an endless chain of karma.
Es la interminable cadena del karma.
It is, do you know the Sanskrit word for flesh?
¿Usted conoce la palabra sánscrita para carne?
Mamsa.
Mamsa.
Mam means me and sa means he.
Mam significa yo y sa significa él.
So flesh is me, he.
Me, he. Yo,
that means
él.
Me eating he.
Es mi, yo comiéndolo a él.
In the next life it reverses, you see.
En la siguiente vida eso se revierte.
And it's he eating me.
Es él que me come a mí.
That's the meaning of flesh.
Ese es el significado de la palabra carne.
So what is the way out of this karma chakra?
¿Y qué manera, cuál es la manera de salir de esto?
You must stop eating meat.
Es dejar de comer carne.
You must surrender to God.
Rendirse a Dios.
You must chant the names of God. This is the prescribed method in all the scriptures.
Cantar los nombres de Dios es el método prescrito en todas las escrituras.
If you will give up your sinful meat eating and chant the holy name of God,
abandona este pecaminoso comer de carne y
then,
canta los nombres de Dios.
Then by the grace of God you'll be free from all of your sinful reactions.
Y por gracia de Dios estarás libre de toda reacción pecaminosa.
Even though you may have eaten so much meat,
aunque hayas comido mucha carne,
if you will give it up and chant the name of God,
si abandonas esa costumbre y cantas los nombres de Dios,
then you will be free from the karma of taking an animal birth in your next life.
Estarás libre de todo karma de volverte un animal en la próxima vida.
And if you chant with complete purity,
y si cantas en completa pureza,
and awaken your dormant love for God,
y despiertas tu amor durmiente,
then you will attain Dios, the kingdom of God.
Tendrás técnicamente estarás con él.
The whole point is everybody wants to be happy.
El punto todo de esto es que todo el mundo es feliz.
They think by eating meat they can become happy.
Ellos piensan que por comer carne pueden volverse felices.
They don't realize they're bringing so much suffering on themselves by eating meat.
No se dan cuenta cuánta infelicidad, cuánta aflicción se traen por comer carne.
Therefore, we require the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master.
Por eso requerimos la guía de un fidedigno maestro espiritual.
Who can teach us what is the law of karma?
Que nos puede enseñar cuál es la ley del karma.
And how to free ourselves from the law of karma.
Y cómo liberarnos de esta ley del karma.
We have such a spiritual master. He is the founder of our movement.
Tenemos tal maestro espiritual que es el fundador de nuestro movimiento.
His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedantati Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. And Prabhupada has taught us how to live a karma-free life.
Srila Prabhupada nos enseñó cómo vivir nuestra vida de tal manera de liberarnos del karma.
We can take simple vegetarian foods.
Tomar simplemente alimentos vegetarianos.
Fruits.
Frutas.
Vegetables.
Vegetales.
Dairy products.
Productos lácteos.
And grains.
Y granos.
With no meat, no fish, and no eggs.
No carne, no peces y no huevos.
And we can offer those to God, you see.
Y ofrezcamos eso a Dios.
So many thousands of varieties of preparations we can make.
Tantos miles de preparaciones podemos realizar con él.
Delicious, tasty food.
Delicioso, muy sumamente sabroso.
Without harming the poor animals.
Sin lastimar a los pobres animales.
And we can offer that food to God before eating that food.
Y podemos ofrecer estos alimentos a Dios antes de.
And by that offering to God, that food becomes transformed into spirit.
Por esa oración que nosotros pedimos a Dios que lo acepte,
it becomes It becomes sacramental food.
Se vuelve alimento sacramental.
In Sanskrit, it is called prasadam.
En sánscrito eso se llama prasadam.
It means mercy.
Que significa misericordia.
God's mercy has appeared in the form of this food.
La misericordia de Dios aparece en la forma de alimento.
So by eating food which has been offered to God,
entonces por comer alimentos que han sido ofrecidos a Dios,
one becomes happy.
Uno se vuelve feliz.
One becomes joyful.
Uno se vuelve alegre.
One becomes full of love.
Uno se vuelve pleno de amor.
Full of knowledge.
Pleno de conocimiento.
He becomes peaceful.
Se vuelve pacífico.
So this is the solution.
Esa es la solución.
This food, pure vegetarian food which has been offered to God, we should teach the whole world how to eat such wonderful, delicious food. And then everyone will lose their taste for eating meat. The politicians are worried how to put an end to war.
Los políticos se están preocupados para ponerle fin a las guerras.
But they don't know, because you're making war against the animals.
Pero ellos no saben que por declararle la guerra al animal,
now you're getting your karmic reaction, you see.
Ahora estás obteniendo tu reacción kármica.
So if you simply close the slaughterhouses, there'll be no more war on this planet.
Si simplemente cerrando los frigoríficos,
it's such a simple solution.
Los mataderos, no va a haber más violencia.
Because these politicians, they eat too much meat.
Estos políticos comen mucha carne.
They become meatheads.
Ellos son comedores de carne.
Dull brain, you see.
Yeah, y el cerebro no le funciona bien.
Very, they become very dull. The more you eat meat, you become very stupid.
Cuanto más carne comes, más estúpido te vuelves.
Stupidísimo. So one should stop eating meat.
Entonces uno debe abandonar esta costumbre de comer carne.
And eat the wonderful vegetarian foods offered to God with love, prasadam.
Y comer estos suntuosos alimentos vegetarianos ofrecidos a Dios, prasadam.
Everyone in every religion, they can practice this.
Toda religión puede practicar esto.
Doesn't matter if you're a Christian.
No tiene nada que ver si sos
a Jew,
o si sos
a Muslim, or a Hindu, whatever your religion.
Judío, hindú, cualquier religión, no importa.
You can adopt a vegetarian diet.
La dieta vegetariana se puede adoptar.
And you can offer your God the food before you eat.
Y podés ofrecerle a tu Dios el alimento que has de comer.
And then, if you will also chant the holy names of God.
Y si además cantar los santos nombres de Dios.
You can chant the name of Christ, the name of Allah,
canta el nombre de Cristo, canta
the name of Jehovah,
el nombre de Jehová.
Or you can chant the name of Krishna.
O canta el nombre de Krishna.
Just like we chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By this chanting process and by this eating process, you become completely cured of all your anxiety.
Por este proceso del canto y este proceso del alimento vegetariano ofrecido, uno se vuelve completamente libre de todo.
Free from anxiety.
De ansiedad.
So if you're sick,
así que si estás enfermo,
the doctor will give you a diet and he will give you a medicine to cure you of your sickness.
El doctor te va a dar una dieta y te va a prescribir una medicina para que tomes.
So Prabhupada is our doctor. He is giving us our diet, Krishna Prasadam.
He is
giving us the medicine.
Y nos está dando la medicina.
Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
El Mahamantra Hare Krishna.
If we will stick to this diet and take our medicine every day, no matter how much sin you may have committed,
no importa cuánto pecado uno haya cometido,
you become delivered from all of your sinful reactions.
Uno se vuelve libre de toda reacción pecaminosa.
And you become fully qualified to enter into the kingdom of God at the time of death.
Y se vuelve plenamente cualificado para entrar en el reino de Dios en el momento de la muerte.
So please be kind to the animals.
Por favor, entonces, sean amables hacia
only
animales.
Eat Krishna Prasadam. Don't eat any meat anymore. Throw all the meat out of your refrigerator.
Tomen Krishna Prasadam. Y abandonen toda práctica carnívora y sean felices.
And chant the holy names of God.
Cante los nombres de Dios.
And you will see God.
Y verán a Dios.
He will personally come to you.
Él vendrá personalmente hacia ustedes.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Así que voy a pedir, voy a preguntar si hay alguna pregunta entre los presentes.
Yes.
Podría tener muchas personas mencionar que cuando uno está comiendo vegetales, uno está lastimando a las plantas.
Some people may say that we are hurting plants.
Yes.
So they are also the same.
Yes. So.
Sí.
Yes, we are hurting the blend. We admit we are hurting the blend.
Sí, los estamos lastimando.
But we are also blessing them at the same time.
Pero también las estamos bendiciendo.
Krishna has ordained that if we are, God has given sanction that you have to eat something.
Sí, Krishna ha dado la sanción, es la prueba que nosotros sabemos.
So you take those plants and you offer them to me.
Y él dice, toma esas plantas y ofrécemelas.
It's like the potato, it's alive.
La papa es vida.
You're slicing the potato, it's alive, it's a living being.
Y cuando cortas la papa, si estás cortando un ser vivo.
You're killing the potato when you slice him up.
Estás matando la papa cuando lo estás cortando.
So Krishna has sanctioned that the human being can take vegetarian food if he first offers it.
Pero Krishna aprueba que uno tome la vida vegetal si se la ofrece a él.
So by that offering process, you become free from the reaction of killing the potato or the carrot.
Por ese ofrecer es que uno se vuelve libre de la reacción de matar la zanahoria.
If somebody eats a potato or a carrot without offering it,
si uno mata una papa o una zanahoria sin ofrecerla,
they have to take birth as a potato or a carrot.
Capaz que tiene que tomar nacimiento como una papa o una zanahoria.
So make sure to offer your vegetables before you eat.
Así que asegúrate de ofrecer antes de comer.
If you offer, then you're blessing that potato. That potato makes spiritual advancement by being offered to Krishna.
Por ofrecer el alimento vegetariano, la papa está haciendo avance.
We admit we are killing the vegetables. Yes, but Krishna has sanctioned us that we are allowed to do that.
Y Krishna dice que nos permite hacer eso.
If we offer them first, that's
si
the condition.
Las ofrecemos primero. Ese es el punto.
The law of this material world is jiva jiva sajivanam. One living entity is food for another living entity. That is the law of this material world.
La ley de este mundo material es que una entidad viviente es alimento de otro. Esa es la ley de este mundo material.
Everybody is eating everybody. That's a fact.
Todo el mundo se come a todo el mundo. Eso es.
You cannot avoid that law.
No se puede evitar esa ley.
But you can transcend that law by following Krishna's orders given in the Bhagavad Gita.
Pero puedes trascender esa ley por seguir las órdenes que Krishna da en el Bhagavad Gita.
Yagyashtashana shante muchante sarvakil bishai mundite tetvagam papam ye pachatyatma karana. The devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which has been offered first for sacrifice.
Porque los devotos comen alimento que ha sido ofrecido primero en sacrificio.
So someone may say, well, I'll offer meat for Krishna then.
Entonces alguien nos puede decir, bueno, yo le voy a ofrecer carne.
I think that's great. I'll have hamburger prasadam.
Voy a tener mi hamburguesa va a ser una hamburguesa prasada.
But Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, text number 26.
Pero Krishna explica en el Bhagavad Gita en el capítulo 9.
What categories of food are offerable?
Él dice qué categoría de alimento es ofrecible.
Patram pushpam palam toyam yo me bhakta priyachati tadahang bhakta parasam mushnami prayatatmanaha. If you will offer me a leaf, a flower, fruit or water with love and devotion, I will accept it.
Si vos me ofreces con amor y devoción una hoja, fruta o agua, yo lo voy a aceptar.
Did you hear Krishna say, patram pusham, patram putam palam mamsa? He didn't say mamsa, did he?
No dijo la palabra mamsa, no?
He didn't say flesh in that list.
No dijo carne en ese momento.
He gave his menu. This is my diet.
Él da su menú. Él dice, mi dieta es esta.
He did not list meat, fish, and eggs in his diet.
Él no incluye carne, pescado, ni huevo en su dieta.
So you have to offer Krishna with love those things he is requesting.
Entonces hay que darle a Krishna con amor esas cosas que él pide.
That is the meaning of yagvishishta.
Ese es el
the remnants of sacrifice.
El significado de yagvishishta, de los remanentes de sacrificio.
So we agree with them. We are killing.
Entonces sí, estamos de acuerdo con los que nos dicen que matamos.
But Krishna has given us sanction to do that.
Pero Krishna nos sanciona, nos permite.
He has not sanctioned the eating of meat.
Pero
the offering
no
of meat.
Está sancionando el comer animales.
Any other questions?
¿Otra pregunta?
¿Cómo explicar a las personas cuando citan, por ejemplo, que en la Biblia sí hay una parte que dice que se puede comer carne o que Jesús comía pescado? O sea, ¿cómo explicar bien eso?
Because in the Bible it is mentioned that they used to eat meat. And how to explain in the Bible it appears that those people were allowed to eat meat.
Yeah.
How to explain that?
Yes. There is a mention that Jesus fed fish to the multitudes.
Sí, las escrituras dicen que Cristo dio peces a la multitud.
Vaishnava principles allow that under emergencies, if there's nothing else you need to survive, you can eat flesh under an emergency situation.
También los principios Vaishnavas dicen que en situaciones de emergencia uno puede acceder al pez.
If it's a matter of life or death, you can eat flesh to survive. That's allowed.
Se puede comer carne si es una cuestión de vida o muerte. Si es cuestión de supervivencia, está aceptado.
But if there is ample supply of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and grains, then one must not touch meat. That is the principle.
Pero si hay una amplia provisión de frutas, vegetales, granos, entonces el principio es no tocar la carne.
When Jesus fed the multitude the fish, they were in a desert. There was nothing to eat. It was a desert.
Estaban en un desierto cuando Cristo les dio peces a la gente. Era un desierto. No había nada para comer.
So meat eating is allowed only under emergencies, not under normal conditions.
Se permite comer carne, pero como excepción en situaciones de emergencia, no en situaciones normales.
Any other questions?
¿Otra pregunta?
Sí. Yo quería saber cuál es el pensamiento de él respecto a los veganos, porque ellos no toman lácteos por proteger a la vaca y en un sentido.
Yeah. You want to know about vegans, because it says they seem to be higher. They do not even take dairy products. They do not take milk and vegans.
Mm-hmm.
Those persons that do not eat, vegans.
Oh, vegans, yeah.
Yeah, well, so it seems to be
yes.
In a higher situation.
When is a vegan person, he takes fruits,
yeah,
vegetables and grains, but no dairy products.
Yeah.
If he's also eating sin if he doesn't offer those to Krishna.
Yeah. Los vegans, que se llama la gente que come vegetales pero no come ningún producto lácteo. En realidad
he has to take birth as a.
Yeah. Él en realidad está comiendo pecado si no lo ofrece a Krishna.
The vegan will take birth as a vegetable. See?
El vegan puede tomar nacimiento como un vegetal.
That's his karma.
Ese es su karma.
The vegans say that you Hare Krishnas, you are doing sin because you're taking the milk from the cows who are being slaughtered.
Los vegans dicen, los Hare Krishna, por ejemplo, cometen pecado porque están tomando productos lácteos de vacas que van al matadero.
Actually, it's better if we don't do such things.
En realidad es mejor que no hagamos tal cosa.
It's better we have our own cow protection community so we can take milk only from protected Hare Krishna cows.
Lo ideal sería que nosotros, los Hare Krishna, tuviéramos nuestras vacas, nuestras propias vacas, y entonces tomáramos los productos lácteos que nuestras vacas producen.
But if we don't have any such cow protection cows, what to do?
Pero como no tenemos esa sociedad protectora de vacas, ¿qué hacer?
Prabhupada told us we need to drink milk to develop our finer brain tissues for understanding Vedic knowledge.
Prabhupada dice que es importante el consumo de lácteos también para las fibras más finas del cerebro para entender conocimiento espiritual.
He told us we have to offer milk sweets to the deities.
Él nos dijo que ofreciéramos a las deidades productos hechos con lácteos.
Cow milk sweets.
Claro, productos con lácteos vacunos.
So in the absence of protected cows, we have to take the commercial milk.
Sí, es un hecho que nosotros, como no tenemos nuestra propia producción de alimentos lácteos, tenemos que ir al local.
Because we require that for our brains.
Porque requerimos eso para nuestro cerebro.
And we require that for our deity worship.
Y requerimos eso para la atención de las deidades.
We require that for our arti, the ghee, the arati.
Requerimos eso para el ghee del arti, de la ceremonia.
The
de
ghee
adoración.
For the initiation ceremony. We require ghee.
Mira, el ghee para la manteca clarificada para la ceremonia de sacrificio.
Prabhupada accepted milk from commercial milk.
Prabhupada aceptaba la leche comprada en los supermercados.
Some devotees in ISKCON, they become vegans, actually.
Algunos devotos en ISKCON se han vuelto vegans también.
They say it's wrong to take this milk.
Ellos dicen que no está bien tomar esta leche.
That means Prabhupada was wrong?
Pero eso quiere decir que Prabhupada no tenía razón.
Prabhupada is a Paramahamsa. He makes no mistakes.
Él no hace. Prabhupada no comete errores.
So if Prabhupada accepted such milk, then we can accept such milk.
Si Prabhupada aceptaba esa leche, nosotros podemos aceptarla.
But Prabhupada was pushing us, we must establish these cow protection programs.
Pero Prabhupada también nos empujaba a que tenemos que establecer el programa de protección vacuna.
So we must do that.
Tenemos que hacerlo.
If we're not doing it, that is our defect.
Si no lo hacemos, es nuestro error.
Any other questions?
¿Más preguntas?
Explica que en los Vedas se explica que una persona que practica actividades piadosas puede ir a planetas superiores o avanzar en la escalera del yoga, de karma yoga, jnana yoga. Pero si a la vez esa persona está comiendo carne, ¿cómo es que ella puede avanzar si eso la hace retroceder a la? ¿Cómo?
It is explained that by practicing yoga you advance in the human and the spiritual path of being human, but sometimes that person is also eating meat. So how can you?
A yogi, someone is doing yoga.
¿Vos dices algún yogi, por ejemplo, algún practicante de yoga?
A true yogi is not going to eat meat.
A pious, some pious person that is practicing
pious
yoga.
Person.
Yeah.
Well, he's not that pious if he's eating meat.
No es tan piadoso mientras coma carne.
He may be pious in some ways, but to eat meat is the most impious activity.
Puede ser piadoso en ciertos sentidos, pero por el hecho de comer carne, el comer carne es muy impío.
He may be pious, but his piety is spoiled by his meat eating.
Él está siendo piadoso, pero está contaminando su piedad con mucha impiedad de la carne.
If he's really pious, he'll give it up.
Si es realmente piadoso, él va a abandonar la comida.
A pious man does not want to harm others.
Porque un hombre piadoso no quiere lastimar al otro.
I say he's not really pious.
Yo te diría, muy piadoso no es.
A pious man, he would give up hurting the animals unnecessarily.
Una persona piadosa va a abandonar la matanza de un animal.
Questions, Mark?
Se supone que es el destino, entonces una persona así empieza a leer una parte de la pregunta.
Which is the destination then of a person such a person that is pious but
me. Well, he'll be an animal in a better situation.
Puede ser un animal en una situación mejor.
An animal in a more comfortable situation.
Animal en una situación más confortable.
Like some animals are in a very horrible condition. Some animals are in a very nice condition.
Hay animales que viven en situaciones re horribles y animales que están en situaciones super cómodas.
He'll take bread as an animal for his meat eating human.
Pero por comer carne él va a tener que tomar nacimiento como un animal, ¿sí?
Solo el que deja la carne o el que practica la conciencia de Dios puede mantener la forma de vida humana.
Only because of living, eating meat, or by practicing God conscious is that one may keep the human form of life.
If one wants to be human, he must be pious.
Para permanecer como humano hay que ser piadoso.
If one must be guaranteed a human birth, one must take seriously the path of bhakti.
Y tiene que tomar seriamente el propósito del bhakti.
So he must be guaranteed a human birth. He must take seriously a bhakti birth.
Eso garantiza el nacimiento humano, el que toma bhakti.
If he doesn't take the bhakti path, there's no guarantee of becoming a human being.
Si no toma el proceso bhakti, no hay garantía de permanecer como humano.
Que su cuerpo no asimila el almidón de los granos,
sí.
Y por ende tienen que comer carne para poder sobrevivir.
Yeah.
En esos casos, esas personas pueden ser devotas, iniciadas, practicar y avanzar en la vida espiritual.
There are persons that are cannot digest grains. They have the problem celiacs. I don't know how you.
They can't digest grains.
Yes.
Okay.
And so they need to supply that sometimes through meat. Is it?
Well, there's other things besides they can't digest grains.
Sí,
they have to eat meat.
Hay gente que no puede digerir granos y tiene que comer carne.
Well, there's ways to make grains more digestible also.
También hay maneras de hacer que los granos sean más digeribles.
Meat is not easy to digest either.
La carne no es nada fácil de digerir.
Like meat is more difficult to digest than grain.
La carne es mucho más difícil de digerir que el grano.
The human body is not designed for digesting meat.
El cuerpo humano no está diseñado, no tiene el diseño de comer carne.
So if they can't digest grains, then they wouldn't be able to digest meat either. Properly.
El que no puede comer grano no puede comer carne tampoco.
Que no se entendió a veces la pregunta.
Dale, sí, capaz que yo.
Su cuerpo no asimila los nutrientes de los granos.
Sí.
Por ende,
sí.
Tienen que comer carne.
Sí. ¿Y entonces?
Entonces tienen que comer carne para poder
comer
carne.
There are persons that have to eat meat because they cannot take from grains.
I think they have the wrong doctor.
Yo creo que se equivocaron de doctor.
Their doctor is biased towards meat eating.
Digo que el doctor de ellos es un vicioso del comer carne.
They need to get a better doctor who can get them better medical advice.
Un doctor mejor si le dice eso.
If they can eat meat, they can eat tofu.
Porque por ejemplo ellos al no comer carne pueden comer tofu.
Tofu is a transformation of soy.
En la transformación de la soja.
They can drink soy milk.
Pueden
they can't eat meat.
Soja.
They can't take grains. They can take. If they can eat meat, they can take soy. They can take tofu.
Si pueden digerir carne, se supone. Bueno, entonces te deberían.
Their doc, if some the doctor says they can only eat meat, the doctor is not a good doctor.
Si
he's not giving him good advice.
Si que tiene que comer carne, te digo no es un buen doctor, pero de verdad te lo digo.
You know somebody like them?
¿Conoces a alguien así? Que le diga.
Yeah, they should get a new doctor.
De verdad recomendarle un doctor nuevo, que elija otro doctor.
The doctor doesn't know what he's talking about.
Este doctor no me confía.
Meat is very difficult to digest.
La carne es dificilísima de digerir.
Now it looks like the Pashadam has come. If we're going to stay with Pashadam, should we keep the question and answer going, or we should stop it? Huh?
Here they do call.
They keep the. No,
Okay, why not, we'll go ahead and stop here, and we can take Vishadam now.
Okay. Bueno, podemos detenernos acá y ahora tomar pasada. There is a question, ¿verdad?
Question? All right, hold off and don't deliver the Vishadam yet. Just leave it there. Okay. Question.
¿Cuál es el destino de una persona que cumple con todo? Que cumple carne, que se
cumple. Which is the destination of a person that follows everything, that does everything nice, doesn't eat meat, and follows what we are supposed to
do. One who follows the principles of Bhagavad Gita,
por seguir los principios del Bhagavad Gita,
he goes back to Krishna.
Vuelve con Dios, con Krishna.
Yeah. Any other question? Yeah, I don't want. I'd rather. Prabhupada would never have Vishadam distribution during the questions and answers. I'm not going to do that. Vishadam okay. Should sit there until we're through with the questions and answers. That's Prabhupada's system. I'm sticking with Prabhupada's system.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any other questions?
Hay más preguntas?
Yeah.
Okay. Can take Prashad now then. Thank you all very much. Krishna Prashad ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sankarsan Maharaj ki jai.